Ni tiempo me diste de echarme un taquito.
Nada. I'm tired because I've been waking up at 5:30 to go to the gym.
I need to do that.
So being here right now, you guys, it's a miracle that we even decided to even record. So if you hear us that we're lagging, it's because one, we don't have caffeine. Two, we're tired. Three, we have another job. And this, excuses.
I've been sleeping. It's because my thing is that I've been going to sleep late. And
Why?
that's a reason why I didn't want to download TikTok.
But you were so against TikTok at the beginning. You were like, no, I don't like it. And I told you're gonna like it. You're like, nope, I'm not gonna like it. And here
And
you
you know
are.
what? Like,
And here you are.
I'm not even looking at interesting. Like, I'll be looking at ASMRs and I'm there, like, and I'm like, oh my God, it's already 11:30. Oh my God, it's already 12.
Yes, it's
I know.
yesterday I went to sleep at 10:30. I was like, bye. Like I could go to sleep right now like this.
When he said, what time are you gonna be ready? We listen, but we don't judge. Okay. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you, me estaba cambiando, sir. I was like laying down in bed. I was tired.
Yeah, right.
Yo de que acabo de llegar, déjame, let me set this up.
La mujer echada, acostada. Here we are, guys. We were gonna skip this episode, but we were like, you know what? Let's just give them what they want, a fresh new episode for this Monday morning. So you better buckle up, you guys, because today we're not playing around with you guys. How was your drive back to San Marcos from Austin?
It was like an hour long. It said, traffic is very heavy. And I'm just like, well, aren't people supposed to be on vacation? Like, usually, like, when it's vacation, like for the kids, I do
Yeah.
like 30 minutes. And I don't know. And it felt so hot. Like, I mean, my car, I was changing it to like the feet. I don't know why on my feet it felt hot. So I kept
Okay.
moving it. Like, do I just want it in the feet or do I want it like up here and
You're
on the feet or what do I want? Because it felt hot.
getting ha hot flashes.
I know, maybe I'm gonna go into menopause already. What's the earliest that you can get menopause?
Let's see. So, the earliest age at which a woman can experience menopause is around 40 years old. This is known as premature menopause or early menopause.
Oh, hell no. I'm like very close to it.
It's knocking on your door. It's like,
I know.
ding dong, anybody there? Whenever you're in your menopause, you don't get your period, right?
Yeah, you stop getting it.
Anyway, so remember our last episode that we said that we wanted to discuss first dates with our followers?
Did
So
someone reply?
some people did reply
Wow.
to our little question. One of the questions was, who should pay on a first date? We got a few answers, and one person said, the person asking you out on a date, regardless of gender. If I invite my boyfriend to the movies, I pay. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Thank you so much for responding. Another person said, the guy.
Girl.
And then another person responded, depends on if someone has a gift card.
Ooh, sorry, not judging, but like, what was
I
that?
guess.
Donald. Donald always has like little
No,
rewards and stuff.
it wasn't Donald. Another of the questions that we put out there for you guys was, where shouldn't you go on a first date? And honestly, everybody, oh, no one responded to it? Oh, yeah. So a lot of people were in agreement that you shouldn't go to the movies. Movies, you can't talk and get to know the person. Another person said movies. The other question was, any first date stories you like to share? No first date stories. And no one wanted to share their first date stories.
I
You're like, let me get the popcorn. But
ready.
no one
Oh
responded to the
man.
last one. They were like, skip. Question to you people that saw the story, because there's plenty here. You didn't drop a comment? Was it so hard to take 15 seconds and say movies? An emoji would have sufficed, but okay, guess not.
We can never do a live show, Donna, and Tarto
Thank you so much for
Mates.
listening, you guys. We really appreciate it and for interacting with us. This is what we want to do. We want to make it interactive. We want to make it fun for us too, because it's not like fun sitting here and just talking to a screen. We want to interact with you guys.
Oh, so you're saying I'm boring because you're not talking to a screen, you're talking to me.
You know what I mean?
But yes, guys, thank you for engaging. I'm so happy that a few of you finally engaged and for listening. I know there's like a million podcasts out there for you all to take the time to listen to us. It does mean a lot.
Are you ready to dive in?
Are we doing an intro or was that the intro?
That was the intro.
I have a story and it kind of goes like it would transition a little bit into the Mercury retrograde.
So guys, just a reminder to follow us on social media at onthemenu_pod and to our personal Instagrams. I'm at Toners.
And I'm at Shootix.
But I did get a follower request 7 hours ago and I'm going to shout it out. This is Asenet Gatas. She followed on the menu. So thank you so much.
So I got out of work, right? As we said, I spent an hour in traffic and I needed to deposit money in the ATM. This ATM always gets me so mad because it's like options are on the screen. This ATM, it never works. Like you really need to press on it on the screen for your whatever you're trying to choose. It's hot because it's so hot outside. So you're there and like it feels so hot. And it was not doing anything. And I was getting frustrated because I was like, oh my God, stupid, like ATM always does this. I just looked to my car, like, what do I have? Like, so I got my name tag. I don't know why I thought that if I hit it with the name tag, it was gonna work. I hit it with the name tag and I freaking dropped my name tag.
Ugh, so you
So
had to get down and get it.
wait, I couldn't get off because I was parked too close to the my door wasn't even opening. And then I look and there's a freaking truck in back of me. I'm there trying to freaking choose deposit. I really wanted to punch it. The truck behind me, it was one of those trucks that have those big like tires. I was
Yeah.
like, oh my God, it's gonna step on it. Because I was trying to look down, like, where is the name tag? And I was like, it probably went under my car, right? When I left, I tried to see, like, where did it go? And it was there. It was under my car. So I was like, what do I do? So I just, like,
Stop.
I went back and I got in line again. I was like, I'm just going to get in line. And then I just parked and blocked
Yeah.
the entrance and I got off and I took it.
Whenever we do things in like in a bad mood or just not feeling it, the universe senses it like, oh, you think this is not spicy enough? Let me spice it up for you a little bit. So you
I
had to do a lot
know.
more stuff, right? Like you had to move and then go back in line, then park it and then get down and all that because of the freaking screen.
But you know what? Then I thought,
What?
I think it's just Mercury retrograde.
You know what? I saw you put it on the outline, but I don't know what Mercury retrograde is.
Okay, guys, whoever is into astrology, please correct me if I say anything wrong. I did a little bit of research, but this was coming up a lot on my Instagram. I don't know why. Like, I don't really.
On your Instagram or on your TikTok?
Sir, get a pen and a paper because I'm gonna teach you about Mercury retrograde. I guess I don't know if it's every year or just this year that it was gonna happen 3 times, but right now we're on it. We're kind of almost in the end of the second. So it went from July 17 to August 11.
So it's still not done.
No, till like we still have like a what 2 weeks. What is Mercury retrograde? So when Mercury
Yes.
appears to be moving backward from our perspective on Earth and are often associated with communication and travel disruptions. Mercury does rule communication, technology, and travel. So when it's on retrograde, those areas tend to get messy.
My goodness.
I was reading and mostly all of them said this. So like what goes wrong during this? So one of them is communication and text. Tells you to reread text before sending them. Don't assume a tone. Call instead of texting if things feel off.
Okay. So not us like going by a planet. So for example, if you're planning a vacation and your flight gets delayed, is that why? Because of Mercury
Yes,
retrograde?
and oh my God, look, and I don't know if it's just like my brain or social media knew that I was researching Mercury retrograde and it gave me all these things that kind of connects to it because I have seen flight delays. I know
Yeah, I've seen it
someone,
too.
yeah, like this person had a really long delay till like the next day. Donald was showing me some videos that people in Puerto Rico, their delay was 24 hours to come back.
Oh my gosh.
Also, supposedly, like a lot of tech stuff goes wrong. It says back up your phones. Also, to not do any upgrade if you don't need to do any upgrade on your phones and anything like that. So, right now, when I did the ATM, I was like, maybe this is just Mercury retrograde.
Maybe.
Also, don't sign new contracts or new beginnings. Wait until it goes back to normal, Mercury.
So wait till August
August
11th.
12th. I don't know. I mean, it's whether you believe in astrology, a lot of things do like connect to this, but also ghosts from the past. What do you think I mean by ghosts, but a ghost from the past?
Obviously, not thinking of like dead people, ghosts, like people that were in your life that are still alive but are no longer in your life.
Yes. So it says during these times, exes or unresolved issues will be thinking of returning. So don't be texting your ex just because you're bored. Cochino. So retrograde is about reflection, not reopening toxic chapters. They say it's also good to do like cleanups, to start journaling, to reflect, redo, recharge. And the mostly affected right now is Aries, Pisces. Is it Pisces or Pisces?
Pisces.
Oh, I said Pisces. And then what else did
I don't remember the other
I say?
one, but I'll leave
Pastry.
it.
Gemini and Virgo.
Those are the most affected by Mercury
Right now.
retrograde. Okay.
Because they are ruled by Mercury.
You see, I've heard the word Mercury retrograde, and I think I briefly read on it, but I was like, you know what? This is too complicated to understand.
It's a
Like,
lot.
yeah, I am, astrology is a lot.
Do you read your, what is it? Yes, do you read like your you know how they do daily ones?
Yeah, I mean,
Horoscope.
I really don't do it on the daily. Like, if I see it somewhere, if I'm like at a grocery store and I pick up a magazine, I'll read it, but I'm not going out of my way to find what it says about Capricorn. Do you?
I feel like I used to a lot when I was younger. I would always go to the magazines. You know how I think in the back or somewhere in there, it gave
Yeah.
your horoscope. But I think it was more like I wanted to know, like, oh my God, what is gonna happen? Like, am I gonna, I don't know, is the boy that I like gonna like me? I don't know. Like, why would you even depend on that? You know? I saw a lot, like a lot about it. It is a little bit complicated. Once I tried to get into, especially when I went to Salem, there was a lot of places that sold the, what are they called? The rocks or the
Crystals.
crystals. But that
So
is
sorry, guys.
so complicated.
But yeah, there's people that love to do that, that they'll have some crystals for bad energy around their house. So buy a crystal and stuff. But I've never done that. But good thing is that I'm not traveling until August. Mercury retrograde will be out of here. I don't need no
Oh my
delays.
God, that's true. My phone has been acting kind of slow. I'm like, is this Mercury retrograde?
Now you're blaming everything on,
Oh my
not you
God.
blaming everything on Mercury retrograde.
Oh my God, there's going to be another one from November 9th to the 29th, and I
Again,
might be taking a
everybody.
fall trip. I'm not sure what days, but it like in November. But I don't know. I mean, do you believe in all this? Like, do you believe in like the crystals? Do you think they actually work, or like the sage, or have you ever gotten like a hand reading?
No, like I've never bought a crystal and see what it does or see how I feel a change or anything like that. But no, I don't believe in it.
I think it was with Alejandra. Was it Alejandra? I think it was. I don't know if you were there. She took me to like a witch.
Alejandra.
Yes. But it was a witch that, like, she had all angels. Everything
It
was
was,
white. And I
no,
think she,
I was
I
in
don't know
there.
if she, I think she read my, the cards. I remember I had been applying to a lot of jobs and she told me that I was gonna get a
You get an
job.
application. Oh, you did?
She did tell me, she told me, like, you're gonna get a job in a couple of months.
And did you?
And I did. I started working at Rue 21, but I never went back. I think they
Probably.
would go. That's how, because they would tell me that they would go. But, and I was like, I don't want to go to a witch. But they were like, but she's like a white one because she's like with angels and she had a lot of different type of angels.
You see, I hung out with you guys, but like I didn't know this. Like I didn't know you guys went to, I was
What?
like
I really thought you went with us.
I don't really believe in all this like Mercury retrograde or anything.
You just think that was just a
No, I'm not.
coincidence.
No, I'm lucky. I'm blessed.
I Cayetes said your flight is gonna get delayed for hating on Mercury. He'll be like,
Oh,
ah, no,
no.
mijo. Are you is your flight really early? I love an early 5 a.m. flight.
My flight is not as early. My flight is early. It's at 7 a.m. So, I mean, I have to be at the airport like by 5. It's not the earliest I've gone. I think the earliest is probably like 5:30 or something. So, switching topics completely, have you seen the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle controversy?
No, actually, Donald was telling me about it, but then, like, I didn't really look at it. Tell me.
So American Eagle released a new jean campaign with Sydney Sweeney, right? Because she's like the hottest thing right now, and everybody's like jumping on board. The campaign, which plays a double meaning on genetics and the brand's iconic denim, has dominated social feeds, with some saying it evokes racist and nationalist ideas. Because in a 30-second video, you can see Sydney wearing an American Eagle jeans while saying, "I'm not here to tell you to buy American Eagle jeans. And I definitely won't say that they're the most comfortable jeans ever, or that they make my butt look amazing. Why would I do that? But if you said that you want to buy the jeans, I'm not going to stop you." So basically, she's like using reverse psychology to make you like, and actually, when I was watching it, but in my mind, I was also like, I should go try on some American Eagle jeans. Like, so it was working on me. But then I found another video. I didn't realize that there were different, like, there's different little sort of 30-second clip videos. So in this one, she says, and this is the one that has everybody like in a fuss, she's saying, "Genes are passed down from parent to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue." Then American Eagle inserted big text that reads, "Sydney Sweeney has great genes." Essentially, she's like talking about like she's very pretty, right? Like she's very pretty. Like my parents passed on like the best genes to me. And actually, American Eagle on a billboard has "Sydney Sweeney has great genes," but spelled like jeans, like GENES.
ENES.
It has a correction and put jeans spelled with a J. Now, an American Eagle executive has pulled back the curtain, revealing that the wording was greenlit and even encouraged by Sydney Sweeney. So essentially, Sydney Sweeney was okay with this. She was like, in a Zoom call, Sydney was asked a question, "How far do you want to push it?" This is what American Eagle executive said to her. And she was, without hesitation, "Let's push it. I'm game." And the team responded, "Challenge accepted." That, I mean, obviously Sydney Sweeney is like, you know what, I think she's very like, I don't care, let's just have fun with it, like whatever happens happens. And I think it actually worked out in their favor because everybody's talking about it. So the company is now saying that the goal was to go bigger than ever before, fueled by Sweeney's willingness to embrace a playful concept.
I mean, I just think like, I just feel like right now you just need to be really careful with what you say because everyone is going to have an opinion and it's going to go big. But I mean, I think good for them. Now they're getting what they actually wanted. Are they even selling these or they're just getting more attention?
They're actually selling them. It's called the Sydney Sweeney jean.
This girl's just saying YOLO.
There's one clip actually where it's a little bit like risky because she's wearing like a button down jean jacket, but only the jean jacket. She's not wearing anything on the bottom, and you can see her chest area. And the camera, it's a playful take. So the camera is zooming in on her chest, and then she says, "Hey, ice up here." And she laughs, and then it says, "Sydney Sweeney has great jeans."
And she's always like sexualizing everything because she knows what she's got.
You can get the jeans like Sydney
I
Sweeney.
mean, and she's not lying. She does have great genes.
Yeah, but no, you're right. I feel like now everybody takes everything very seriously, and I feel like you can't really talk about anything anymore without like you have to be really careful about
Yeah,
what you're
but
going to
then
say.
where does freedom of speech go?
The commercials were good. I liked them. And the idea was there and the concept and everything. What they wanted was to create a moment, and they did. So,
You know what we need to do? We need to call Sydney
Yeah.
and tell her to record a video and say, "Hey, I'm listening to On the Menu
You
at
should too.
nights in my bed." You should too.
But no, yeah, that's a controversy involving Sydney Sweeney. Good for you, Sydney. Get that bag.
Another controversy going on, but we're going to go international because this is in Mexico. As you all know, Javier Hernandez, I believe that's his name,
Yeah.
Chicharito Hernandez, hay una controversia con unos videos que ha subido a social media, ¿cómo se dice?
Las redes sociales.
A las redes sociales. ¿No has visto los videos?
No los he visto los videos, pero he visto que la gente está como que haciendo burla de que uno era una mujer barriendo y trapeando y nada más decía de que porque luego se enoja el Chicharito.
Sí, son unos videos que él está como que asegurando que las mujeres están acabando con la masculinidad al no dedicarse a labores del hogar. En uno de los videos dice, encarnen su energía femenina cuidando, nutriendo, recibiendo, multiplicando, limpiando y sosteniendo el hogar, que es lugar más preciado para nosotros los hombres. No le tengan miedo a ser mujeres, a permitirse ser lideradas por un hombre que lo único que quiere es hacerlas feliz.
Estamos en el año 2025, chavo. La mujer no está nada más para servir y estar en la casa.
Dice, mujeres están fracasando, están erradicando la masculinidad, volviendo a la sociedad hipersensible. O sea que nosotros las mujeres deberíamos de aprender a aceptar y honrar la masculinidad. Lo que estaba viendo es de que muchas de las personas que se lo tomaron ofensivo son personas que son súper feministas, de que nosotros las mujeres podemos más que los hombres. Siento que yo puedo ser feminista de que pues si esta persona hace esto, pues, o sea, no tiene que un hombre hacer eso.
Por
¿Me
ejemplo,
entiendes? Mande.
Donald cocina y tú no.
Ajá.
O sea,
Ah. Mira, niño, si te metes a mi TikTok, puedes ver que cociné lasaña. Pero no, o sea, yo siento que lavar, limpiar, eso no debería de ser como que un deber de, nada más porque eres mujer. O sea, eso
no,
debe de ser de que,
de
bueno, sí,
todos, parejo.
de todos, 50 y 50. Y uno lo hace porque le nace. O sea, a mí me gusta limpiar y planchar.
A mí no me gusta.
I don't like to planchar. Y sí, por eso la gente está haciendo videos de que trapeando y eso y diciendo, ay, me sentí más femenina.
Vi un video, de hecho, de Natalia Jiménez, la chava que estaba en la Quinta Estación. ¿Te
Sí,
acuerdas de ella?
sí.
Bueno, ella tiene una canción que dice, yo no lavo ni plancho, na,
Sí.
na, na. Bueno, subió ese video y ahí te quitó a Chicharito de que para Chicharito o para Javier Hernández, no sé qué le puso.
Siento que pasó como pasó con American Eagle. Siento que lo pudo haber dicho diferente para que no, o sea, ahí se escuchó como que un poco machista de que, o sea, si quieres como que el hombre te provea, o Harry se
Provea.
pero tú no quieres como que hacer nada. Que pues siento lo que está tratando de decir es de que, ok, si el hombre te va o te va a estar manteniendo, pues es justo que pues si no vas a trabajar, quédate en la casa, vas a limpiar y todo eso. Igual si es el hombre que se va a quedar en la casa y tú vas a salir a trabajar, pues el hombre tan siquiera que haga de comer y limpie, pero todos
Claro.
se lo están tomando como que es un machista. O sea, ya lo cancelaron de las Chivas, creo que tenía también un contrato con Puma, lo cancelaron y la gente hasta está diciendo cosas de su divorcio. Está
Sas.
siendo atacado.
Bueno, y tú siendo mujer, la opinión de Yuri, ¿qué es lo que Yuri piensa? O sea, ¿qué es lo que piensas?
Siento que estoy como que en medio. Es que también como lo dice así de que nos tienes que ver sus videos. Lo dice así como que más o menos de que quieres que te mantengan lo que sea, pero no quieres hacer esto. Interesante. Lo dice como que en un tono como que
Burlista.
burlista, sí,
Como que se
machista.
está burlando,
O quieres hacer, y para todo hace ese estúpido comentario el último de interesante, que de hecho lo vi y está pelón.
Sí, se está quedando pelón. Sí, vi como una
¿Tiene
foto nada más.
alopecia?
Alopecia.
Creo que es lo que tiene, ¿verdad?
O sea, no entiendo el por qué stir the pot without needing to be stirred. You know what I mean?
Sí, ajá.
O sea, ¿por qué? ¿Cuál es la necesidad de que, ay, déjame subir estos videos? A lo mejor y pues fama, no necesitas fama porque estás en el
Ya la
Chivas, tienes
tienes, sí.
contratos con Puma, tienes contratos y esto. Nada más, lo hiciste porque realmente sientes eso y creo que ese es el problema. Creo que ahí es donde viene el enojo de las personas de que, o sea, güey, tú tienes todo esto y estás diciendo que yo no soy mujer porque no estoy lavando, porque estoy chingándome en el trabajo. ¿Sí me explico? No sé, yo siento que estoy más a favor del otro lado, de las mujeres, de que sí, o sea, no tienen por qué estar en la casa, no tienen por qué limpiar, no tienen por qué proveerle a nadie, ni, o sea, tiene que ser 50-50.
Eres mujer, entonces te toca, pero sabes
En
que
la
así
casa.
era antes. ¿Te
Sí.
acuerdas lo que estábamos platicando? O sea, de que antes era así de que pues la mujer se queda a cocinar, lava la ropa y el hombre es el que sale a trabajar y llega y la comida tiene que estar lista y todo eso. Y hasta la presidenta de México salió a decir, Chicharito es muy buen futbolista, pero en cuanto a su opinión sobre las mujeres, todavía tiene mucho que aprender. A mi papá le encanta ver las noticias.
¿A poco sí? Sí, muy mal, Chicharito, muy mal.
Pues ni modo. Dañó a su imagen, su carrera y todo por hacer estos videos.
Por sus 15 minutos de fama.
Y aquí te dimos tus 5 minutos de fama en On the Menu Podcast, Chicharito. Espero y estés feliz y contento.
So, moving on, I saw that there was a Love is Blind casting going on in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, there is.
Tell me more about it.
The Austin-based casting director posted a video urging those interested to contact her. So yeah, they are open for brave, open-minded, and ready for a committed relationship. If you're single and ready to mingle, you should be visiting the capital of Texas and submitting your application. I actually went on the website. I mean, obviously I didn't apply. I just want to know how it looked. And it's under kinetic content.
Oh, I saw it on Instagram, and I think an account of what is it called? 365 Austin posted it or shared it. Let me see. Now casting Love is Blind Austin, Texas. It has a QR code and everything. So if you guys are interested, go ahead and check it
Scan
out. So
the QR code, huh?
do you think the new season's gonna be in Austin? Like, I know this new season that's already recorded somewhere else. I don't remember the place.
Pretty sure. I don't know why I thought that there was already a
Me too, but
season
it's
in
not.
Austin. Was it in Dallas?
It was Dallas and Houston.
No, maybe it was something else. Was it the ultimatum? Have you watched the ultimatum?
Nah.
But yeah, we have any listeners that are down to be on the big screen. Go ahead and apply and make sure you mention On the Many podcasts when you're having those convos.
Talking about Netflix, I watched a documentary, like a crime documentary on Netflix called Amy Bradley is Missing.
I saw that one. Is it good?
It's good. I didn't know anything about this case, but it's really good. It's very
Dark.
intriguing because it is kind of dark, and you at the I mean, I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but you should watch it. You that you love going to cruises.
I know. You're already ruining my life at. Oh my God. Yeah, I should watch it. I watched Happy Gilmore too. I had never watched Happy Gilmore, like the first one.
I've never watched the original either, like
You
the
need to
first
watch
movie.
the second. I didn't watch the first one. Like, I just asked Donald, like, what was it about? And he explained it. And I didn't really, I guess they do reference a lot of stuff from the first one, which I mean, I
Yeah.
didn't know, but like he told me. But it's pretty good. A lot of people come out in that movie. And my favorite, of course, Mr. Benito. Oh my God, he's so cute.
Like
You should watch
honestly,
it.
I don't get the hype. Like maybe
For
'cause I've never
who?
watched for the movie and for Benito.
Oh, I.
I've never watched the movie, so Carson did mention it. He was like, "Let's watch Happy Gilmore." I was like, "I haven't watched the first one. Like, I don't. It doesn't
You
really
should
pop for
watch
me."
it. It's funny. I was just like, nah, but then like we were just like, let's watch.
Yeah. So we watched the Amy Bradley documentary over the weekend, but other than that, we haven't really watched anything, or I haven't really watched anything on Netflix. Other than that, have you gone to the movies already?
Actually, Donald told me yesterday, I think, was it yesterday or the day before? He's like, oh, I finished listening to the potty and like now I want to go to the movies. I came in and he just got out of the shower and he's like combing his hair. Like, why are you taking a shower so early? Like, usually it's like before we go to bed, right?
Go to the
He's like,
movies.
we're going to the movies. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I finished watching the potty and I want to go to the movies. And I was like, what? At what time? I was already getting excited, thinking of an outfit. I was
So
like,
you're
wait,
going
what
to.
time? And he's like, I don't know yet. Like, we'll figure it out right now. Like, my God, he planned a little date night.
That is really. No, you guys should go on the weekend. And last weekend, I watched the Fantastic Four, First Steps. It was okay. It was a good movie. It's similar to Superman. It looks like a comic, like very colorful. I don't know, very from the 70s or 60s. It was an entertaining movie. But so far, Superman was my favorite more than the Fantastic Four.
We started watching Untamed yesterday.
Oh, how is it? Carson's watching it too.
We just saw one episode,
Did you
but
like it?
it hasn't like gotten me like, oh my God, you know? Do you know like what it's about?
Yes, I was the one that I was like, oh my gosh, we should watch the show. It's about murder in Yosemite.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go.
Wait, you're going there?
I'm going to San Francisco and Yosemite.
And
What?
that's where this thing got recorded, or that's where it happened?
Yes, that's where Untamed happened in Yosemite. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll send you my location.
Imagine Untamed and the Strangers in one. Anyways, you know where I've been saving stuff that I want to go? I want to go to Lake Tahoe. California has everything.
We had talked about going to Lake Tahoe for the summer because it's pretty chilly right now in San Francisco. It is chilly. So
Yeah,
it's
because
gonna
I
be
was seeing
chilly.
some posts of like some people on July the 4th and they were actually wearing like sweaters.
So I need to plan my outfits like yesterday. Do you have anything else?
No, that I'm really haven't been watching. I still need to watch all my other stuff. Yeah, that's all I've been watching.
Okay. I
Have
just want
you?
to go over something that I
That you
saw.
saw?
So I saw it on TikTok. I don't know why I thought it was like funny. I saw this video of a girl that buys like she says, "Oh my gosh, I bought this cute little like tray. Let me show you."
Shut, and there's something in it.
So she got it at a thrift store, right?
These cute little jewelry box. It's literally glued shut, and there's something in it.
So she takes it home, dude, and she's like trying to open it with a knife. So she's like there in her kitchen trying to open it.
Maybe there'll be like money inside.
She's having the hardest time opening it, clearly.
Is this like
I don't think it's working.
glass, like porcelain?
I think it's like ceramic. It looks like
Okay.
ceramic.
I feel like this is a treasure. Oh, it's coming open. Can you see that? Oh, we're almost there. Oh, it's about to open.
Long story short, she
I want to
opens,
see
ends
what it
up.
is.
Set a bag of dirt. Oh my God. Is that
Is it
ashes?
poop?
I think that's somebody's
Ashes?
ashes. I'm literally about to start crying. At least now I have.
It's somebody's ashes. Like somebody took
What?
their ashes, someone's ashes to Goodwill and donated them, and she bought the ashes.
That's scary.
I just thought, like, you just open a person's like little thing in your house. Like, if you believe in
Yeah.
spirits, this is like for a
The
Halloween
soul
episode,
is
but
already
like,
in your house.
but yeah, she's like,
Cute new little dish. I don't know if I should keep it. Is that weird to
no,
keep it?
girl,
Should I
take
put
it
the ashes
back. Well,
back
don't take
in?
it
I'm
back, but
not sure.
I know. Imagine afterwards, like she starts hearing like strange things.
Oh my gosh, that's scary.
I know.
So yeah, this is what we watch on TikTok.
That's so funny.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much for sticking around. We just want to keep encouraging you to follow our potty. And we want to remind you to please go ahead and share us. Share whenever you go on a drive and you're listening to the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and keep tuning in. I can't wait for the burr months, the holidays, the spooky season. It's gonna get fun.
It's about to get Liddy up in this.
Litty McTitty.
So
Oh my
follow us
God.
at on the menu underscore pod and you know our personal ones at Toners.
And at Shootix.
Until next time, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.